Welcome to Work Mom Says,
Don't Be an Idiot.
And now, here's your host, Work Mom.
Hello, I'm Lori Jo Vest. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Work Mom Says, Don't Be an Idiot. And I'm here to help you play the emotional contact sport of business so that you can experience less drama and more success. So today we are talking about AI and how it can be a workplace trap. Be careful. Just recently, there was an attorney that submitted a brief to a judge in a courtroom that had hallucinated case filings that it had referenced. So it actually went out there and not only looked for case filings, but it made some up. And it went all the way to the judge. And those cases that were referenced didn't even exist. So you can see how that could be a career crusher, right? You can be a smart person with really good intentions and still get it totally wrong if you're using AI. Because the problem isn't AI, the problem is blind trust of AI. It's not the villain. Overconfidence is the villain. So honestly, I've been pinged by it myself, where I uploaded a spreadsheet of information about a mailing list, and it gave me all this great analysis of what was in it, but it was completely wrong. One example, I asked about a particular type of name, you know, particular category. Did we have a lot of people in this industry on our mailing list? And AI said, yes, you have 4,000 of those people. We didn't have 4,000 of those people. We had 40 of those people. It was working from my data that I uploaded, and it still completely gave me the wrong number. So just because AI sounds confident, just because it references a source does not mean it's correct. You've met people like that. AI is a person like that. So be careful. So why is AI a career risk right now? Well, because a lot of people have way too much confidence in it, and they're using it for things like projections and analytics. My husband was just reading something on Reddit over the weekend that he mentioned to me, and I was just like, oh my God. And it was a marketing department that had taken their analytics and uploaded it to an AI tool and had it analyze it for the last, you know, 3 to 6 months. And that's the data that they gave to their C-level leaders who made business decisions based on that data. And 3 to 6 months later, when they actually looked at the data and compared it to the source, it was completely incorrect. And that person that made the decision to submit that AI data without checking it is an incredible hot seat. I cannot imagine what that would feel like. Don't get caught by AI hallucinations. You don't want it to happen. Couple points. Some of the things that happen that they've noticed is that if you are using one long chat on the same topic, you may feel like the more you use this same chat for information on a particular topic, the more informed it will be. In fact, the polar opposite is true. They say that hallucinated data is more likely to occur in long AI chats. So something to think about. What I tell people to do and what we do at the agency that I run is we actually ask for sources. We ask, is this correct? Is this true? Show us the sources. And then we go look at the sources. Because one of the things that happens, or another thing that happens with AI, is it will look at a source, grab a couple things, and present data with that source. But when you go look at the actual source, the article may not say that at all. So if you're using data from an AI chat, ask for the source and go look and double check it, because you don't want to use AI for delegated thinking. You want to use it to support your work and your thinking. It's a draft partner, not a decision maker. So be extremely careful. And here's how to use AI without looking like an idiot. Verify anything factual always. Always ask for sources. Cross-check your numbers. When long threads are happening and you realize you've gone, you know, a couple scrolls down, it's a long conversation with chat, go back, start a new one, And that will help ensure that the information is more accurate. But again, still double check it. If it has anything to do with money, law, health, your reputation, data for decision making, double check it. Matter of fact, triple check it, because it's going to get a lot of people in trouble because we just have too much confidence in it right now. So what I would tell you is make sure that the tools you're using accelerate your thinking. Don't replace it. Don't be lazy. Honestly, I can say that I've done it. I've gone, oh yeah, I'm sure that's accurate, and sent it along. Don't learn the hard way. One of the things that I always say as work mom is I learned the hard way, so you don't have to. Always make sure that you're double checking the information, and don't be the person who gets fined or fired because you trusted AI more than your own brain. Your own brain is always going to give you better information, and you can affirm what you find in AI. So what I would say is do me a favor, share this with your team, share this with people around you, and talk about AI guardrails at work. Talk about how you can build verification into the work that you do so that you don't ever get stuck with an AI hallucination causing big problems for you. So that's what I've got for you today. If you are watching this on YouTube, please do me a favor, subscribe, like, give me a comment. I'd love to hear what you want me to talk about. We have a website at workmomsays.com where you can go and send me a message and let me know if you have a person that you'd like me to invite onto the show, or if you personally think you'd make a good guest. If you have a topic or a question you'd like me to answer, that would be great. I'd love to hear from you. I'm also an open networker on LinkedIn at Lori Jo Vest. I would love to hear from you there as well. So that's what I've got for you. I will be back soon with some more helpful information to help you play the emotional contact sport of business. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Work Mom Says,
don't be an idiot.
For more information, you can email Work Mom at L-O-R-I, workmomsays.com. That's Lori at workmomsays.com. And remember,
don't be an idiot.